there is a recurrence rate, despite in even in those patients in B24 that have had wide look excision, clear margins, radiotherapy, tamoxifen. And we have to ask the question, how do we get recurrence? Now, we've heard a lot of people who believe more treatment is the solution. And I would argue that that was what Halsted argued, and it's what our high-dose chemotherapy poisoning medical oncologists would tell us, and that their treatment failed. And the answer, therefore, has to be that our concept of what we're doing is wrong. So in the current model, we have a tumour. It sends out cells that become dormant or metastasize, and they grow in due course. And of course, the whole concept of adjuvant therapy is we give therapy which kills them. And hopefully that then cures our patients. But of course it doesn't. We get about a 30% recurrence at 10 years in many of the studies we're looking at. And in terms of DCIs, we're looking at a 23% 9-year recurrence. So clearly that is not the answer to what's going on. An alternative concept has arisen and I think is now well accepted, and that's the cancer stem cell model. So stem cells are not proliferating. They divide into a daughter cell that proliferates and another daughter cell that replicates, if you like, the original stem cell and survives. And what happens is the proliferating daughter cells form a tumour, show the growth that we see as proliferation, and actually we treat them with chemotherapy or endocrine therapy, and we kill the proliferating cells, but we leave the stem cell alive, because those treatments don't hit it. And that stem cell then is allowed to regrow, and we're not going to cure patients unless we're hitting both the differentiated proliferating cells and the stem cells at the same time. So stem cell inhibitors in combination with differentiated treatments will be the way forward. And that's how we will eventually have no tumor recurrence. Now,